RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dimension?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone out there, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. This is not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet. Presented by BetMGM. On Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. The world of sports on this Tuesday morning, 9:01 a.m. Eastern Time, as we are live around the country on Westwood One Sports, is bustling and buzzing as per usual. And we are going to get to all of it, including my breakdown, my analysis, my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. Oh, baby. Tomorrow night, Cotton Bowl, New Year's Eve, Miami and Ohio State. Sugar Bowl to end it on New Year's night with Ole Miss and Georgia. Oregon, Texas Tech to start it off on New Year's Day. And the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, as the sandwich game on New Year's. And I am going to tell you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, why Alabama and Indiana in the Rose Bowl is a game, not figuratively, but literally 100 years in the making. And I've got a bet on it. That's coming up next hour here on the show. We are also on this Tuesday morning. We are awaiting news on Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic. Jokic left last night's loss for the Nuggets in Miami with a knee injury. We have no word yet on the severity of the injury. If he's going to miss some time, the whole season, no time at all. We don't know yet on Nikola Jokic. If and when we get that news during the show, we will bring it to you immediately here on You Better You Bet. If we get news on the best player in the world, the best basketball player on the planet, Nikola Jokic. And if we don't get that news, I am going to lay out for everybody all the different possibilities. If Jokic is out for some time, no time, the entire season, what to expect for the rest of the NBA season, how to bet the rest of the NBA season, and one of those possibilities with this Jokic injury could present us with, could, the greatest first-round series in the history of sports, not the NBA, but all of sports. I'll explain later in the show. And I'm also going to tell you later this hour why it is insanity and sheer lunacy to suggest that the Atlanta Falcons should bring back head coach Raheem Morris for another season. Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1, our buddy, will join us later this hour to talk Week 18 in the National Football League and the upcoming NFL playoffs. Pro sports bettor Joey Knish, next hour on the show, his bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. And if you're new to this show, new listener, new viewer, thank you very much. It's great to have you here. You better you bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports. And you hear me say, a pro sports bettor is going to join the show as a guest. You're probably thinking it's some mealy-mouthed, curtain-jerking jabroni who can't entertain and who's got a pocket protector with a calculator and a protractor, and he's going to talk and tell you about geometry and algebra and calculus, giving you bets. No. You will be entertained by our friend Joey Knish when he joins us next hour here on You Better You Bet. But we begin. Terrific Football Tuesday. With the Los Angeles Rams, who somehow, some way, managed to lose last night in Atlanta to the Falcons, 27-24. Now, you may recall, at the end of yesterday's show, I liked Atlanta. I bet Atlanta to cover the spread. +7.5, game closed 7, so clearly bettors were into the Atlanta Falcons, including me. I thought the Falcons would keep the game close. Like, I won my bet on the game. Never did I expect the Falcons to win the game outright, especially in the wire-to-wire fashion that Atlanta won the game. And Rams head coach Sean McVay, after the game, Sean McVay stepped up to the post-game podium and said something that I think all of us were thinking about the Rams' performance last night against Atlanta.
We weren't good enough. I do like the fight of this group, the way that we handled ourselves in the second half. And we had our chances to be able to close that game out. And here we are again in a disappointing situation. But this is a humbling league, and we got humbled tonight.
Oh, they got humbled tonight. They absolutely got humbled tonight. I believe the great rapper Kendrick Lamar would say to the Los Angeles Rams, sit down, be humble. Now, some people believe that that is Kendrick Lamar's best song, or one of Kendrick Lamar's best song. Those people are incorrect. Kendrick Lamar's best song is Money Trees. And if you disagree, I don't really care. That's Kendrick Lamar's best song. And that's just how I feel. Yeah. My music opinion's better than yours. That's just how I feel. All right, we'll get back to sports. Sorry to Kendrick Lamar. Let's call it like it is, as far as the Rams' performance went last night on Monday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams were flat. The Los Angeles Rams were uninspired. And the Los Angeles Rams were not ready to play. And I got to be really honest about all of it. I don't care. I love it. I only love it because I won my bet on Atlanta. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to me. I don't care at all about this performance last night for the Los Angeles Rams. I do in a couple different ways. But as far as viewing the Rams moving forward into the postseason in Week 18, where they're going to play their starters per head coach Sean McVay, they want to enter the playoffs on a positive note. Let's consider a couple things before we like bury the Los Angeles Rams because of this loss last night. And I think I'm going to be really fair about all of this, right? And you, the listener, you, the viewer, you can kind of listen to what I'm about to say, watch what I'm about to say, and you can decide if you agree with me or not. I think you're going to. Last night, the Los Angeles Rams did not have Devontae Adams, Alaric Jackson, or Kevin Dotson. That is, for those of you scoring at home, a future first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver in Adams, and two exceptionally important offensive linemen. Now, we can talk about the defensive effort last night for the Rams, where you could have convinced me, I don't even think convince is a strong enough word. I think I'd believe it if you told me, that Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula started Bijan Robinson in his fantasy football championship game. That's how the Rams played defense last night. Bijan Robinson looked like the greatest, looked like the love child of Barry Sanders and Jim Brown last night, and he's great. I feel like the Rams made Bijan Robinson look pretty awesome. And we'll talk about Matthew Stafford, who was disappointing last night. Probably cost him most valuable player. We will get to that in a little bit. I hate to do this, and single out one player, because it's more than just about one player or one play, and I mean that sincerely. But let's call a spade a spade. We all love sports, right? You watched the game last night. Maybe you bet on it. Maybe you had fantasy. Maybe you just watched because you love it. All cool here on this show. The Los Angeles Rams lost this game because DJ Humphreys was the backup left tackle. And he single-handedly took, like, multiple scores off the board for the Rams, including, like, an actual Puka Nacua touchdown and a couple other big plays with penalties from DJ Humphreys, who has not been a brutal offensive lineman throughout his career. At this stage of his career, he's a backup, and he's not a good one. And the Rams were really missing Alaric Jackson last night. And it's not like Alaric Jackson is like Walter Jones or Orlando Pace or Jonathan Ogden. But I mean, when you go from Jackson here to DJ Humphreys, this is like having your Survivor Series team go from Bron Breakker to the Brooklyn Brawler. Shout out to the great Steve Lombardi. And a little Steiner math for everybody on this Tuesday. I'm not absolving the rest of the Los Angeles Rams of blame for last night's loss. But let's call a spade a spade. Let's be honest about it. If the Rams have, and you could say every team's injured, okay, but the Rams are going to get these guys back. If the Rams have Davante Adams and they have the offensive linemen, they win this game last night. They win. And this is not sour grapes for me. I didn't bet the Rams. I bet Atlanta. I won my bet. I'm happy with the result. But we can still call it like we see it and tell the truth. If the Rams are fully healthy last night on offense, they win this game. Like, they beat the Falcons. Maybe they don't cover the spread, but they win this game. So I don't want to get crazy right now and bury the Los Angeles Rams and tell you, well, like, the Rams are screwed. They can't go to the Super Bowl now because of this game last night. It's an unfortunate result. They played poorly. They coached poorly. They got humbled. But for me, far from a death knell for the Los Angeles Rams. I'm not going to get crazy about it. They're not frauds. They're going to get Devontae back. They're going to get the offensive lineman back. Hell, we had Pete Prisco on the show yesterday. My friend from CBS Sports, longtime NFL writer and analyst, he brought up that the Rams' defense and secondary hasn't been the same since they lost Quinton Lake. Like, Quinton Lake's probably going to be back for the postseason for the LA Rams. And you, the listener, you, the viewer, you might not know who Quinton Lake is. That's okay. That's why I'm here, to tell you. He's a really important part of this defense, and we're expecting Quinton Lake to be back for the Los Angeles Rams. I'm not going to get crazy about this loss, because the Rams, to me, are, and maybe you disagree with this, and maybe I'll be wrong. That's the beauty of all of this. We're going to find out, and find out in the next couple weeks. The Rams are still, to me, one of the two best teams in the National Football Conference, along with the Philadelphia Eagles. I said I was not going to go crazy about the Rams' performance last night, but I am going to go crazy about what we might get on Wild Card Weekend. And perhaps you, the listener, and you, the viewer, perhaps you will as well, depending on your rooting interest and your betting interest. And for me, it's more of a betting interest, but that now turns into a rooting interest for yours truly, even as a lifelong fan of the New York Football Giants. Because if the season ended today, and to be clear, it doesn't. But if it did, and I'm going to run through a bunch of scenarios coming up for Week 18 and what we're probably going to get on Wild Card Weekend. If the season ended today, the 3-6 matchup, Wild Card Weekend in the NFC, is the 6-seed Los Angeles Rams visiting the 3-seed Philadelphia Eagles. I think these are the two best teams in the conference. They are likely to play, not definitely, but are probably going to meet in round one. And one of the teams is going to get bounced, And this should be a matchup that every other team in the conference and in the NFL, if you're in the AFC, you should be rooting for this also. Get one of these two teams out on wild card weekend. Get the Eagles out or get the Rams out as early as possible. And if you're someone like me, I led the show yesterday talking about the Eagles win against the Bills. And I told you that I think the Eagles are going back to back. And I think the Eagles are going to win another Super Bowl because I think they've got the best defense. And I trust Jalen Hurts to not turn the ball over. This is a nightmare to have the Rams potentially coming into town. Rams can absolutely beat the Eagles. The Rams almost beat them in the snow in January in the divisional round in a postseason where the Eagles otherwise mashed everybody. Rams should have beaten the Eagles earlier this season if not for the blocked field goal at the end. Shout out to Jordan Davis running that back to cover the spread for yours truly in that game. Nightmare scenario. If you bet the Philadelphia Eagles, or if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And if you bet the Rams at any point, and even if you're not someone that bets, I think you can appreciate this context. People that bet professionally and create power ratings in the NFL, not that they have to be right, have power rated the Rams basically as the best team in the league all season long. So maybe you don't have money on the Rams. A lot of people do. And now you might have, if you have the Rams or you're a Rams fan, to go to Philly in round one. I mean, this is like, you know, the mega powers colliding. This is Hogan and Savage at WrestleMania 5. This is unbelievable if this is the first round matchup that we get. So early this morning, you know, it's 9:15 a.m. Eastern, so it was earlier than this. It was early this morning on the East Coast. I'm messing around with the playoff machine, as one does on Tuesday, December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2025, because I love this stuff, and it's fun to talk about. There are some ways where we will not get Eagles v. Rams in Philadelphia in round one. I have actually, on my notepad here, I have written down all the different scenarios here, and I'm trying to debate, even in this moment right now, if I want to try going through all of them. I think it might be a little cumbersome to go through. I think the way that it doesn't happen is if Seattle beats San Francisco, then we will probably get San Francisco at Philadelphia. Let's use the betting market as a guide to try and figure out what's going to happen. And the betting market can be wrong. There are upsets all the time, right? Doesn't have to go this way. But the betting market has it like this. Chicago is favored to beat Detroit. Maybe the Lions upset them. We'll see. Let's say the Bears win that game. Chicago's the 2 seed, right? Because Chicago has the head-to-head win over Philly from Black Friday. The Bears have the tiebreaker over the Eagles. So let's say the Bears win. They're favored. The Eagles win against the Commanders. We think that's going to happen. Josh Johnson likely to start for Washington in that game. And let's assume that the San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks. And San Francisco is a very small home favorite coming up on Saturday night to win that game. You're going to get Rams-Eagles in Philadelphia. You'll get Seattle at the NFC South champion, where the Seahawks will absolutely... Seattle was just a touchdown favorite, 6.5-point favorite on the road in Carolina. Seattle will be favored on the road against either Carolina or Tampa. And you'll also get part three, Bears-Packers in Soldier Field. That's the most likely scenario. Doesn't have to go that way, but the most likely outcome is Rams-Eagles in round one. And that is a nightmare for your boy. I don't want to see the LA Rams. And if you like the Rams, I'll say this for you, and I hope you agree, and if not, like, you might be dumb. You should not want to see the Philadelphia Eagles. Last note on the Los Angeles Rams from last night. So the Rams lose, obviously, and are now 11-5. And they deserve to lose the game last night. Like, they lost to Seattle the week before. It feels like that game was like 2 months ago, that epic Thursday night game. Probably the game of the year in the NFL. 38-37, losing that game in overtime to the Seattle Seahawks. The Rams lost that game. Like, we all watched that game, right? Maybe the best game of the year. The Rams probably deserve to win that game. Like, take betting out of it, and let's just talk about football analysis. The Rams probably deserve to win that game, right? Even if you're a huge Seahawks fan, I think you could probably admit that. In the Rams' other losses, Eagles, you can make the case they deserve to win that game. Carolina maybe deserve to win that game. The Thursday night loss against San Francisco is one of the worst losses of the season that any team has had, given the fact that the Niners had no receivers and Brock Purdy didn't play in the game and San Francisco beat them in Los Angeles and also knocked me out of a big money survivor. Not that I'm bitter or anything about that. So we can say maybe the Rams should have one loss, two losses, three losses. They don't. They've got five. And because of that, Matthew Stafford's not going to win NFL MVP. He's just not. And he's not blameless in this either, and we'll get to that in a second. Drake May, you know, the New England Patriots' brilliant second-year quarterback, is minus 700, a huge favorite now to win Most Valuable Player at BetMGM. And even if you out there listening or watching, even if you don't bet on sports, I would encourage you, just like, not all the time, but when you get a game like that last night where you thinking during the game, like, oh, like Stafford might lose MVP, go look at the live market at BetMGM and how it's changing rapidly because people are firing in bets. And the most noteworthy one to me, just really quickly, was Game 6 Oilers-Panthers a couple years ago, the first time they played in the Stanley Cup Final, when the Oilers were going to win and come back from 3-0 down to make it 3-3. And we're all feeling in that moment, like, McDavid's going to win Conn Smythe even if the Oilers lose in Game 7, which they did. And McDavid's just getting bet and bet and bet and bet and bet. It's just fascinating, even if you don't bet, to get a glimpse into how people are feeling things are going to go. So Drake May is now a huge favorite. Patriots probably going to win this weekend. We'll see if they get the one seed. Probably not. Chargers going to rest Justin Herbert. Broncos probably going to beat them. Denver will probably be the one. But Drake May is probably going to win MVP now. And for Matthew Stafford, he had his chances. Like, this is not like he's getting robbed here. Even in last night's game, had a bunch of opportunities to win. Even at the end, missing Xavier Smith on a crosser over the middle where Smith probably scores to give the Rams the win. Just outright missed him. The Puka Nacua play where Puka almost makes the catch of the year, maybe the catch of the decade in the NFL. He had his chances. He was bad last night. And that doesn't mean he's had a bad season. Even the best quarterback seasons in the history of the league usually have one clunker attached to them. It's a 17-game season. Like, these things happen from time to time. Matthew Stafford was bad last night, by his standards. And it's going to cost him Most Valuable Player, and I think it's going to get Drake May over the finish line. So heading into last night, ask me who's going to win MVP. I would have told you Matthew Stafford. Ask me or the betting market right now who's going to win MVP. Allow me to channel my inner Justin Timberlake. It's going to be May. We are off and running here on a Tuesday. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports. Coming up next, we will talk the winning team from last night's game, the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm going to tell you why. It is insanity to suggest Raheem Morris should come back as the team's head coach, and why the Falcons have telegraphed what they're going to do with general manager Terry Fontenot. I'll explain on the other side. Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet here on Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free. to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Here's Robinson, right side. Nice cutback. He's gone. Can anybody catch him?
Not tonight.
McCreary chasing. Won't get there. Touchdown, Atlanta. 93 yards.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. A lot of the big hitters getting it done for you in your fantasy football championship games. Bijan Robinson, absolute monster last night for the Falcons. Troy Aikman, kind of like, and I love Troy, and I mean that. If you've listened to the show, watched the show for any amount of time, you know I think Buck and Aikman are great. They were kind of like doing PR a little bit for Bijan and the Falcons. I'm not actually saying they were, but this was like a very pro-Falcons broadcast. All good, just saying. We'll talk about the future of the Atlanta Falcons in a moment. I want to give a shout out to a couple of our new listeners on YouTube. And I said this yesterday, and as part of like this new iteration of the show, You Better You Bet with me, Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, and this new time slot. Follow me on socials, by the way, at the Costos on Twitter and Instagram. We're going to do far more interaction with listeners and viewers, YouTube, text line, call line as we move forward into 2026. Want to give a shout out to Chris Camacho on YouTube. And Michael Higginbotham, which I think is Shawn Michaels' real name, like the pro wrestling legend. I don't know if he is the pro wrestling legend, but Michael, shout out to you, shout out to Chris, and all the new listeners and viewers, and the real ones alike, tuning into the show here nationwide on this Tuesday. So the Atlanta Falcons have won three straight games in a lost season, and are now 7-9. And 4-1 in primetime games this year. Like, if you just watched NFL primetime games, you would think the Falcons are, like, one of the best teams in the league, which they obviously are not. And Raheem Morris, I thought, had a great quote to Laura Rutledge of ESPN going into halftime last night when he said, "We messed up the season, but, like, we're," and, like, the second part of the quote doesn't even matter. Like, "We're playing hard, whatever." He knows they messed up, and he's trying to do PR to keep his job. And I want to be really clear here. Once upon a time in another life, I was a producer at Sirius XM NFL Radio. And Raheem Morris at the time was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and used to come on the show that I produced. I used to talk to him like quite a bit. Not like we were best friends, but talk to him, you know, a couple times a week. One of the nicest guys in the world. You will not hear anyone ever say a bad thing about Raheem Morris. But the idea that he should come back as Falcons head coach is ridiculous. Because they've won some meaningless games at the end of the year. I know they beat the Rams last night. Like, the Rams didn't have Devontae Adams and two of their offensive linemen. This is like, in real life, if your girlfriend cheats on you, or your boyfriend cheats on you, whatever. Your girl cheats on you. And you're like, oh, let's see how this goes. And then you have, like, a nice Christmas season. Maybe you bring your girl to your grandfather's house for Christmas. Maybe this was me once upon a time. Maybe not. And you try and talk yourself into, well, you know, the last month has gone great. Maybe we should keep this going. But you know, deep down in your heart of hearts, she's no good. And it's just a matter of time before it goes south. Raheem Morris, nice guy, not a good head coach. And you can be happy with how this season has ended. And you can praise the Falcons for playing hard while also acknowledging that what's in the best interest of this team moving forward is a break with the head coach and a break with the overmatched general manager, Terry Fontenot. Terry Fontenot has been the GM of the Falcons since 2021. Zero winning seasons. Signed Kirk Cousins to a $100 million deal and then drafted Michael Penix Jr. He's a objectively a terrible general manager. How about the report from Fox's Jay Glazer over the weekend that Arthur Blank, Falcons owner, and the team have had talks with Falcons legendary quarterback and current NFL on CBS analyst Matt Ryan about joining the front office? Let's go back in time almost 4 years. March 2022. When the Atlanta Falcons, despite having Matt Ryan under contract, very publicly flirted, more than flirting, tried to get with Deshaun Watson before the Browns gave him all that guaranteed money. Souring Matt Ryan to the point that he asked out, and the Falcons unceremoniously traded him to the Indianapolis Colts, where Matt Ryan finished his career. Do people really think if Matt Ryan joins this team that Terry Fontenot is keeping his job? Give me a break. The biggest question for the Atlanta Falcons, and this is for another time, it's not Raheem Morris, it's not Terry Fontenot. They should both be out of a job. It's what do you do with disappointing, soon-to-be third-year quarterback, Michael Penix Jr.? Is he the guy or not? That is a story for the offseason. And just a quick betting note on this weekend, and we'll talk more about how this game impacts the NFC South Championship later in the show. The Falcons are 3-point home favorites on Sunday against Tyler Shuck and the New Orleans Saints. We don't need to wait until Friday or Sunday to give you a bet for that game. The Saints are going to win outright. On the other side, we'll be joined by Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1. And I'm going to ask Danny, round 3, Bears-Packers, Soldier Field, who do you got next?
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Williams to the air one more time, sending it downfield to the end zone for Burden. He's got it! Touchdown, Chicago! Luther Burden just told you about his ability.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
No, Mike Tirico, I told you about Luther Burden's ability and how good he is. Told you before the year, going to be the best receiver on the Chicago Bears. Maybe slight disrespect to DJ Moore and Roma Dunze and Olamide Zaccheaus. Luther Burden's the best receiver on the Bears. Showed you why on Sunday night in a losing effort. But more importantly, won me a fantasy football championship. Shout out to Luther Burden. Next hour on the show, I'm going to give you all my analysis, breakdown, and bets for the college football playoff quarterfinal. And I'm going to tell you why. Alabama and Indiana in the Rose Bowl is a game, literally, not figuratively, actually literally, 100 years in the making. But joining us right now, one of our best friends here on You Better You Bet. And he, I love him for many different reasons. I think right now the number one reason would be because he gave our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, a lot of grief during the break, and Bill deserves it. You watch him weekdays, first things first on Fox Sports 1, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You follow him on all social platforms, at Danny Parkins. His name is his social name, at Danny Parkins. Danny, what's going on, buddy? Merry Christmas to you and the family. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. How's it going?
Nick, congratulations on the show. You're sounding great. No one more deserving. There's no one more deserving than you. There might be someone more deserving than Bill Zimmerman, though. I mean, Pete Prisco as the first guest in the new time slot. Me, I'm a regular. You don't have, I'm contractually obligated to come on. Book a guest, hit a home run, swing for the fences, give me a name. Let's go, Bill. Let's go. Time to lock in. This is the big leagues here. Let's go.
I'd kind of want to give Bill an opportunity to defend himself, but
there's no defending it. There's no defending it.
Bill sucks.
He knows. He sucks. He's just off. Baseball players, you know, it's like, oh wow, you can start a series slow. You know, you can go 0-for-6 in your first two games. It's like, are you a bad player? No, it's a long series, hopefully. But let's go. We got to step it up. A lot of pressure.
And I booked Pete Prisco.
Yeah, I know.
Bill didn't even. What?
Yeah.
You could even make the argument. I don't think Bill's actually done anything yet. We're almost.
Wow.
I mean, just.
You took it. I was happy to do it off air. But I pick at the scabs.
Well, yeah, you know what you do? You kind of,
I'm an instigator. And then you bring it, to the air, and then it's radio. So now there's a little drama, and it's like, is it real, fake? And in this case, it's real.
Oh, well, listen, the two things can be true. I love Bill. Yeah. Bill will never leave the show as long as I have my way. Also, he's kind of sucked so far. Well, both things, and I love him. Both things can be true. Bill,
I got one follow-up question. If he has sucked so far, how have you been?
Oh, I think I've been great.
Okay, yeah.
I think he would agree with that. Bill, I would like to hear from you here. Bill, is that a fair assessment that you have stunk and I have been great? And you can be honest. You can say if you disagree, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done much so far. But yeah, again, you don't want to be Pete Crow Armstrong. You don't want to peak in May. You want to peak in the postseason. We're building to October here.
Are we?
Well, it is the end of the NFL season. We are gearing up for the NFL playoffs, so it's a pretty big time of year, but okay, let's talk sports. Let's go ahead.
Well,
let's go ahead.
We'll knock everyone's socks off in January.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. We'll get to sports in a second, Danny, but we were talking just about like Christmas, off air just now. And, you were talking about how you got your wife a more expensive present than she got you. And I think obviously it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of how marriage works. I had a moment on Christmas Eve where I realized that I did not get my wife a card and I like freaked out. It's like 6 o'clock. I had like a couple glasses of white wine and, you know, some lightweight. And I'm going on my phone. I'm like going on, can I Amazon a card like to get here tonight or like early tomorrow morning? No. CVS is closed. And, like I was in no position to drive. Can't do it. It turned out that it was okay because my wife did not get me a card either. So it actually all's well that ends well. Do you get your wife a card for Christmas?
No, I don't. We're not a card on Christmas because she does really like cards for her birthday. I don't really love the card games. Like someone else is writing your thoughts. I think the power move in your spot there, you're a wordsmith. Handwritten note.
Oh, no, I actually fully disagree with this. The handwritten note is an admission that I forgot to get the card.
I did. Okay. But not if you do it, like, you know, it's the season of kids write letters to Santa at the North Pole. You know what I mean? Maybe Santa leaves a note for the kids. You write a lovely dear Mrs. Claus appreciation. 'Tis the season love letter to your wife. I think you saved $8 on the card and it was thoughtful. And I mean, you as a takesmith and a wordsmith after a couple glasses of Pinot Grigio, I think that was
Sauvignon Blanc, but who's counting?
Sauvignon Blanc. Listen, I mean, eventually you'll become an adult and graduate to red wine, but it's okay. And so, yeah,
I don't think I will. I'm being honest about that. I don't think I will.
But so just, I think handwritten note, beautiful cursive signature, first thing she sees when she wakes up in the morning. I think that would have been a power move.
Listen, the card would have been great. It would have been awesome, as you suggest. My wife would get it and would look at me and say, you forgot to buy a card.
Fair enough. Just,
let's just, yeah. Boy, that's exactly how it would go. Okay. Talk some sports.
Okay.
So listen, I'll have this serve as the backdrop here. I bet the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. I'm in on Philly. I am quaking in my sneakers, my Hokas. I'm not wearing boots. Actually don't have shoes on at all right now. I take them off in the office. At the thought of Eagles-Rams in the first round. And it feels like that's the most likely outcome. I actually, and you know I've been on the Bears all season, I need the Bears to lose to the Lions this weekend and Philly to get up to the 2 to avoid the Rams have the Eagles play the Packers. Bears are a small home favorite on Sunday against the Lions, and you know that Dan Campbell would love nothing more than to win this game. 2.5 is the number at BetMGM, 50.5 the total. Do you think the Bears win and clinch the 2 seed, Danny, coming up on Sunday? How do you see the game playing out?
I do. I think the Bears, you know, Ben Johnson said they're playing to win. I don't think there's any reason for them not to. It's been like a weird debate in Chicago of whether or not they should rest guys or not. I'm like, there's a tangible difference between the 2 seed and the 3 seed. Like, if you're the 2 seed, you're guaranteed 2 home playoff games, and you've got a real shot at hosting the NFC Championship. I see no argument to sit guys for the 3. Like, if someone is hurt, then fine. So, like, if Rome Odunze needs an extra week, that's one thing. But, like, playing Tyson Bagent instead of Caleb Williams would be ridiculous. And while this is not Dan Campbell's makeup, there is a difference between next year having to play like the Arizona Cardinals and the New York Giants and a fourth place schedule than a third place schedule having the Commanders and the Rams and teams like that on it. So I don't know if Dan Campbell has that in his DNA, but I do think organizationally it's in the Lions' best interest to lose. And I know organizationally it's in the Bears' best interest to win. You add in that the Bears were embarrassed by the Lions in week 2. Revenge. You said Dan Campbell would love nothing more than to beat Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson would definitely love nothing more than to avenge that week 2 game and beat the Lions. So I just think for a whole host of reasons, the Bears get this one done.
You better, you bet. Westwood One Sports. Nick Kostos, along with Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1 on this Tuesday. He is on social media at Danny Parkins. And I think, Danny, like the other tangible benefit, and this will sound... I'm not a Bears fan, but I try and put myself into like the shoes of a Bears fan like you, right, who grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
The thought of having to face the Packers in the playoffs as a Bears fan, you think back to B.J. Raji and Caleb Haney in the 2010 NFC Championship game, right, would probably make me a little nervous if I were a Bears fan. But I'm not one. And I'm looking at this objectively. Would I rather play, if I'm the Bears, like this version of Green Bay, like limping to the finish? We're like the Rams or the Niners. It's not even close. I'd rather play Green Bay. I'm going to like Chicago, Danny, if that's the matchup. Give me your feeling there, Bears-Packers, if that's the matchup and what you're feeling about it.
Yeah, there's no question that objectively, like it is true. That is an easier football matchup if you get the Packers at home than either of those NFC West opponents. I think that is just, I think 100 football fans would agree. The only thing I will say is that for my entire life, I mean, I remember watching football starting in 1992, which was Brett Favre and the Packers at the beginning. The Bears are
Harbaugh, 16- your quarterback then? Harbaugh's the quarterback then?
Yeah. Exactly. The Bears are 16-52 against the Packers since I've been watching football and remembering football. And the Packers have always had the better quarterback, and it has been a rivalry in the same way that a hammer has a rivalry with a nail, and the Bears have been the nail. So losing to the Packers as the 2 seed in Chicago to get eliminated is a doomsday scenario. Like, it's the only, like, this has been an A-plus season for the Bears. Nailed the coach, nailed the quarterback, a year ahead of schedule, can win shootouts, exciting offensive football, limitless potential for the next decade for Chicago Bears football. The only way there is even a tinge of disappointment attached to this season is if the Packers eliminate you when they are so banged up. Flip side is you get to exercise some of those demons. Ben Johnson talked trash to Matt LaFleur when he got hired, said he loves beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. he would actually get a shot to beat him twice this year if the Bears win it. And like you said, I do think it's their best path to making a deeper run in the playoffs. So I want the Packers. I would like the Bears in a matchup with the Packers, but I cannot deny the fan downside, like the emotional downside. Losing to the Niners or Rams is infinitely less painful than losing to the Packers, but you play to win the game.
Could be worse from a fan perspective. Your team could potentially be bringing back a general manager for a fifth year when you've had the worst team in the league basically the entire time that he's been there. As a New York Football Giants fan, Eagles beat the Bills on Sunday. I think the Eagles are going to go back-to-back. Buffalo could have won at the end of the game, and I think the Bills, and I'm sure you will agree, who could disagree, right? They're a deeply flawed team, but they've got the best quarterback in the conference, and with Mahomes out, the best quarterback in the NFL. Where are you at on Buffalo entering the postseason here? And we'll see if Josh Allen and company play this week for the Bills.
Deeply flawed team is accurate, right? I did think evaluating Philly's defense in that game to me was easy. It's like, oh, maybe I'm wrong and Houston isn't the best defense in football. Maybe Philly is the best defense in football. And since their bye week in week 9, they've gotten a little healthier. They are. They're the number one points allowed defense since week 9, and they're number 2 in terms of passer rating against. So Philly's defense, the second half of the season, has been, by a lot of metrics, the best defense in football. I am a little bit of a harder time of that. Did the Bills' defense have an impressive game? They did hold Philly to 0 completions in a half, which oddly is the second time this year Philly has had 0 completions in a half. Philly's offense is broken, but what did everybody say about the Bills' defense? Their run defense is bad. What was going well for Philadelphia leading into the game? Saquon Barkley. Granted, it was against Washington and Vegas and that sort of thing, but it was like, I expected Philly to have a much easier time with Buffalo. So like, if you would have said the Bills would have a 2-point conversion to win a game 14-13 against Philly, I would have thought multiple injuries for Philly. Like, I have to be open to the possibility that that was an improved defensive performance from Buffalo that we're going to see going forward. Not that they're fixed, not that they're great, not that they're top 10 or anything like that, but just that they're not bottom 5 objectively terrible. So you love Cook, you love the offensive line, you obviously trust Josh Allen. Terrible miss for him on the 2-point conversion, but I think 9 times out of 10 he hits that throw, and odds are he's going to have to be Superman in order for them to win 3 games to make it to the Super Bowl in the AFC.
30 seconds to go. Pencil, not pen answer. Reserve the right to change your mind like tomorrow if you want to, next week on the show.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I think the Rams. I still just think that the Rams are the most complete team. And so if I had to pick it, I would. There's a lot of inexperience out there. Stafford isn't inexperienced. McVay, playmakers on defense, above average pass rush. Don't love the path as much, obviously, based on the last 2 weeks. But if you know, again, you said pencil, not gun to the head, which I appreciate. It's a much kinder analogy or metaphor. But I will. So I will say the Rams, though it's obviously not where my heart lies.
And they think they're going to get Quinton Lake back in the secondary. Not as big a name as Devontae Adams, obviously, but makes a tremendous difference for the Rams on the defensive side of the ball. My friends, I love you. I appreciate you. And I always love when you bash Bill Zimmerman. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you in 26.
Can't wait, buddy. And there's more of that where that goes around. But I'll have some for you next week. I'll roast you next week.
I'm looking forward to it. And maybe IU as well. We'll have a little Perfect. Comedy Central routine here coming up next week on the show. Perfect. Danny Parkins, First Things First, Fox Sports 1, weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Hour 1 done, hour 2 for you coming up on the other side. And we will begin hour number 2 with all of my analysis, bets, and breakdown for the college football playoff quarterfinals. You better you bet. Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.